It's East Coast Breakfast.
Heads up. I cannot stress this enough. The N2 by the cement factory is a no-go zone. It is actually between Higginson Highway and the cement factory, a crime scene, and will be until later this afternoon. We've got Babita on the line with us right now. Good morning, Babita.
Good morning. So I was heading to work this morning because I work all the way down in Nandi Drive. I saw the traffic was just slowed down. And I was wondering, because I didn't hear anything with the traffic update, if there was an accident or anything. And the next thing I see, people are going contraflow.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, let me go contraflow as well, because I don't know how long I'm going to be stuck there. And as I hit, I turned onto the Mobeni off-ramp, which would be actually joining the N2 North.
Yes.
Everybody's maybe going contraflow.
Yeah.
So next thing I just see is two different security companies, they just pulled off, they stopped all of us. And the shots were going crazy.
Oh,
I'm like, no, I don't want to be caught in this. I was like, what the hell is going on?
Babita, you were slap bang in the middle of the crime.
In the middle of it, Darren. In the middle.
You must have been scared for your life.
I was petrified. My hands were actually shaking. I phoned my mother and I'm telling her, Mom, this is what's going on. And then I phoned my manager and said, listen, I'm going to be late. I don't know how long I'm going to be stuck here. But yeah, I managed to get out somehow.
So, Babita, you managed to get out. By the time you got out, you said obviously there was security, the two security cars. Did you see any other emergency people, like cops? How long was their response?
I saw, as I was trying to turn around again to join the N2 again, because the security company blocked the way. So I saw ambulances going past. I didn't see any helicopters at that time, but I didn't see any SAPs at that time as well.
Yo, Babita, we're just so pleased to hear that you're okay. You were in it. You were right in the middle of that. And it's still closed off right now. And we're hearing reports of neighboring areas where police are chasing people down. We're so glad to hear you're okay.
Yeah. How are you feeling, and are you going to go to the police with your information, Babita? I feel like you were a live eyewitness right there in front. Yeah.
No, I don't want to do that comment.
The police might need your testimony.
But guys, it was truly, truly nerve-wracking. If ever you feared for your life, it would have been this morning. If ever I feared my life was today.
Shame, sorry, Babita.
Yeah, and because, I mean, Babita, that's the thing, right? You can obviously hear the gunshots, but also you're not too sure where it's coming from. And my word.
Can you imagine you take an off-ramp onto the highway and you just see all the cars?
The worst part of it all was when I turned around eventually to get off Mobeni, to get onto the Mobeni Bridge.
Yeah.
There was a security company guy next to me with a gun in his hand.
And you don't know if it's the good guys or the bad guys.
I don't know.
Weekdays from 6 a.m. on East Coast Radio.